In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of the Most Holy
Rosary, pray for us.
St. Joseph,
pray for us.
Saints Francisco and Jacinta, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once again, it's to welcome all of you, and it's a pleasure to be here on this special celebration of Our Lady of Fatima, especially on this feast of the Our Lady's Most Holy Rosary, for it is truly part and parcel of the Lady of Our Lady's message, for she identified herself as Our Lady of the Rosary. And in the first reading that we had, we heard the reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, where we have the apostles in the upper room in prayer with Mary, the mother of Jesus. And both St. John Paul II and Pope Benedict XVI both refer to this passage of Our Lady in the upper room in prayer with the apostles. First, St. John Paul II coined it. He said, "This is the model of prayer for the church at every age. That the church at every age should always imitate the apostles in being in that upper room with Our Lady in prayer, praying for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But that is the model for every time and place. Sometimes we get it right. Sometimes we forget. And so Our Lady has to keep coming back and reminding us of the importance of the Most Holy Rosary. As if, you know, the church would forget, you know, this great powerful spiritual weapon of the Most Holy Rosary, which we celebrate today because of that great battle of Lepanto, in which the Christian navy greatly underpowered, and you might say not at all up to the task, at least on the level of manpower and weapons, because of a great intervention of Our Lady in all of Christendom, praying the rosary for Our Lady to come to our aid in that great victory that was won, and that we've immortalized it, you might say, in the liturgy to remind us of that. And yet, sometimes throughout the age, we tend to forget that this rosary is the most powerful prayer. We hear, especially in the gospel, you know, the angel Gabriel came to her and said, "Hail Mary, full of grace." What is the rosary composed of? But it's Our Lady's Psalter, as it's called, because it's so many Hail Marys. Now that Pope John Paul II added, you know, the five luminous mysteries, we have 20 times 10. We have 200 Hail Marys that can be prayed in the whole rosary. And Padre Pio said that when one prays the Hail Mary, all of hell trembles. Just imagine hell when you pray a rosary with devotion. You might say it's kind of like Elvis Presley. A whole lot of shaking is going on. Hopefully he's not there singing it. But the rosary is that powerful weapon. And Our Lady came to us and said, this is a part of this great key to achieving peace in the world. And it's not in our power, it's not especially in our kings and queens or government leaders that we should put our trust, or in our horses, you know, in our weapons, that peace will come to the degree that we pray the rosary and allow her to change us into people of, like her son, you know, true men and women of peace. You know, whether there's a great tragedy of someone shooting a bunch of people, Fulton Sheen used to remind us, he said, a nuclear bomb in the hand of a St. Francis would be much safer than a gun in the hand of a thug. It's not we need to get rid of guns. It's not gun control that we need to practice. It's self-control. So that we need to change our hearts. That's the important thing. And it's only going to come about to the degree that we enter into this rosary and allow her to change our hearts. For it is really that why Our Lady, you know, Pope John Paul II in his letter on the rosary said that the first rosary that was ever prayed was Our Lady pondering the words of her Son in her heart. So every time we pray the rosary, we enter into her Immaculate Heart and we ponder these words and these mysteries of her Son in and with and through her heart. It is truly going to be that it's the model of prayer for every age. We get to call Our Lady blessed, as she said, all generations will call me blessed. Truly, the rosary is that scriptural prayer. Even Sister Lucy, when she was in her writings, the messengers, in the message of the call of Fatima, whatever, the calls of the message of Fatima, she said that the rosary was a liturgical prayer. And the editor got all kind of, oh no, don't say that. But she wasn't saying that it was a liturgical prayer like the Mass. She was saying that, what is the rosary composed of? It's composed of prayers that we say in the liturgy. It's the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, the mysteries of the redemption. It's a liturgical prayer in the sense that when we're not at Mass, praying the rosary kind of makes it present to us, these mysteries. And that is why Our Lady at Fatima didn't say to us, go to Mass every day. Sister Lucy said the reason why she said pray the rosary every day is because she knew that no matter what state in life we had, no matter what our occupation, no one is excused, no one has an excuse for not being able to pray a rosary a day. If you say, Father, I'm too busy to pray a whole five-decade rosary every day, you're too busy. You need to eliminate something, but it's not the rosary. And if all you get done during the day is to pray a five-decade rosary because that's all the time you had spiritually, but you prayed it, you've at least fulfilled what Our Lady asked of us. And of course, Our Lady, it's her way of helping to bring that the graces that we need in our world today. So since the popes have told us that it is the model of prayer for every age, and Our Lady said, pray the rosary every day for peace in the world, I was kind of like on a little mission this whole year. When I'm hearing confessions, I'll ask people, do you pray the rosary every day? And if they say no, I at least try to put a little advertisement in for praying the rosary every day. St. Dominic, whenever he would ask the people to pray the rosary, they'd say, oh, Father, I'll do anything. I'll fast, I'll do anything, but I won't pray the rosary. He said, well, you won't make the same amount of progress doing something else than you will praying the rosary every day. And obviously, Our Lady asks us to pray it for a reason. And since every family is supposed to be a domestic church, and we call the church, the family, the Ecclesia Domestica, the church at home, what is a church without prayer as a family? I really say to you fathers out there, you husbands, you should be the high priest of that church at home. And you should be leading them in prayer. And if the only thing you can lead them and teach them how to pray is the rosary, that's a good place to start. You know, St. Louis de Montfort said there's a better way to pray in his Secret of the Rosary. He said when you pray as a group, you get the benefit of praying as a group. It's called it's the law of prayer, that if you pray with a group of people, you receive the benefit of praying as a group. So he said if you pray one rosary, you get the merit for praying one rosary. But he said when you pray the rosary with other people, 5, 10, 15, 20, 500. He says you get the merits of praying 500 rosaries or 5 rosaries or 10. And I'm thinking of all these families when there used to be 5, 6 or so. What a powerful prayer that is when they pray as one, as a family. St. Louis de Montfort says, when you pray one rosary, it's like beating the devil with a little stick. He says it doesn't do a whole lot to him. But when you pray with a group of people, he says it's like taking a bundle of sticks and now you're beating him. He says you're attacking him as an army. Truly, Our Lady is asking us in this spiritual warfare to return to the Rosary. And so as we celebrate this feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, and especially during this special celebration of the message of Our Lady of Fatima, we need to be smart soldiers. We need to enter into the battle with the right weapons. And of course, prayer, and especially her rosary, is key to that. The Church has shown us at Lepanto and throughout the ages that the rosary is the most powerful prayer, and the devil fears the rosary. The devil does not fear petitions. You can sign all kinds of petitions. You can send 1,000 tons of paper petitioning for something, and the devil will not be afraid of a petition of paper to some politician. But he will be afraid of 1,000 rosaries being prayed. Today in Poland, they have a special program called Praying the Rosary to the Boundaries. They have 1 million people in Poland today praying the rosary. They want to defend their country. They're taking the rosary to the boundaries of their country, and they're praying it today as a group, as a nation, because they realize, because they're still a Catholic nation, they realize that the enemies of the Church are still there, and that we need to turn to that which is going to be successful in defeating the enemies of God and Our Lady, and that's her rosary. Let us pray, especially today, and join those in Poland and all the faithful around the world today as we pray our rosary, and every day, knowing that we are part of that army, that blue army that Our Lady asked us to be, to fight the good fight, to help bring about the crushing of the head of Satan, and to bring about her kingdom, her queenship in all men's hearts and in all nations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.